4 CBA Mobile.
Okay, baby.
Sir, KQ4ASO Mobile.
Yes, sir, I believe it is. Name is David. Good afternoon.
Then it sounds like you've survived the majority of your Monday on that over that way.
I'm just a glutton for punishment. I played tennis at from 9 to 10:30 this morning, and I'm gonna play again from 6 to 7:30.
It's the biggest heat of the day, I believe. It ought to be a little bit cooler. I looked at my camera at home about an hour ago, and it was raining. My home's in Reedville. I work in Greer, but it's still hot and balmy here in Greer.
I live in Taylor's, right near the intersection of Rutherford Road, and where it runs into Wade Hampton. My car thermometer is, it must have been pretty hot in the garage. It was on 99, it's dropped to 97. Must be having a cold front moving in or something. If you believe that.
It's so bad, but when the storms roll in and the humidity starts jumping way up, man, that's when it gets really bad. I'm very thankful I get to work in an air-conditioned shop.
Yeah, I can remember when I worked for the county, it was air conditioned, and I worked at some of the dealerships, and they weren't air conditioned. I remember working at John Finger Mazda, and people asked me, say, "You got air conditioning?" I said, "Yeah, it cooled down to 95 degrees today."
Shops can get hot pretty quick. I'm over at Bradshaw. Well, it's Fred Anderson Chevrolet now. It used to be Bradshaw, and ever since I've been there almost 13 years, and the shop's always had AC since I got there, and it's definitely a blessing because the majority of the rest of my career I was in the heat.
It's real interesting how your body can get acclimated to the heat, and I mean it's still rough, don't get me wrong, but I remember coming home and, you know, walking into air conditioning, and man, I was just like freezing to death because I've been used to being in that heat all day long, and you know, you walk into an air conditioned room and it's like you walked into a freezer.
Opposite on me. I used to work out in the heat all the time and do stuff at home and all, and now I'm good for 2-3 hours outside in the heat and the blistering 95 plus, but if I had to do it 8 hours a day, it would take me a long time to get used to it again.
What do you mean? I turned 70 at the end of last year. My birthday's December 28th, and so I don't know. I've been retired for 10 years, so I don't really know what it would be like. But I was, the last few years, I was in the ministry, and I was full-time. Well, I've been in the ministry since 78, but you know, it wasn't always full time, so I had to work 2 jobs. So, anyway. But I'm glad you got air conditioning in the shop there.
I talked to you a time or two on here before, and I think you were a music minister. Is that correct?
That is correct. KB4CBA. Yeah, I did that for over 40 years, and, if I was part-time, I worked at the dealership full-time and vice versa. So, I pretty much worked 2 jobs and all those years, and my wife worked 1 job, and she made more money than I did working 1. Kind of made me mad.
she can rock on and bring them in. That's good to go. I've heard people say things like that before, and I make a little bit more. My wife, she's a teacher, but if she made twice what I made, it wouldn't bother me. That would just ease our debts a little bit. But do you still have a role in the church as far as doing music and stuff, or have you retired out of that as well?
No, I mean, I'd like to, but, you know, just nothing's presented itself, so I just, you know, just haven't had a door to open there.
Do you play instruments and stuff, too, or you just do the vocals, or I'm just kind of comparing our lead guy at our church just does vocals, and we have a few other fellas that do instruments and stuff.
Voice is my principal instrument, but I play a little keyboard, you know, kind of chord, and, you know, embellish that a little bit as I can, but it's kind of like a smoke and mirrors kind of thing. And then I played the clarinet all through fifth grade through high school, and then I played some oboe. I've got an oboe now, and I've taken that back up. I bought a soprano sax, and so I can play that, and guitar. I've been playing guitar since I was about 10, 11 years old.
Man, I've heard you on here before, and I don't think we've ever got to talk about that, but it's great that you get the spread the word and praises to God through your vocals and stuff like that, and we need more people doing that out there.
Breaker in there. A bit of something, Chris. I don't know what it is. Sounds like catching about half a word or something, but anyway. What was I going to say? Well, yeah, I'd still like to be doing it. I guess the biggest thing I miss is directing a choir. Because, man, I could get some sound out of them, I could make 25 people sound like 50. And it was like, you know, it was a good sound. I mean, they weren't screaming and singing the right notes, and, you know, I had a good ear for that, and somebody was, some part was singing the wrong notes, I picked up on it real quick, and, you know, got that straightened out, so, you know, we could move on with the piece and get all the way through it and work on, you know, dynamics and other things. But anyway, so I really miss that.
You can do all that, and I couldn't stand in front of a crowd like that and do that. My wife sings in the choir at our church. I don't know how she does it. I'm a shy guy. I hide in the back and keep to myself. I don't like to be in the crowd like that, but it's pretty awesome that you got the ability to stand up there and do that.
Gotta do it. Well, you know, God called me into this. It's not something that you choose, although I did actually do some of that before he called me, but I definitely remember the moment in time. I can get back to that place where I was, and I was in Dallas, Texas at a thing called the School of the Prophets, and at First Baptist Dallas, and that's on the Thursday we were there. I came out of a class at 10 o'clock, and I was walking through the mezzanine of this building. He just spoke to me in my heart, and I just stopped right there and just kind of went, wow, you know. Other than my salvation experience, I guess those are the two things I can get back to and remember.
That's some, yeah, and salvation's the most important one of all for sure, and I guess we probably shouldn't talk too much about that on here, because some people that get on these airwaves may not be into that, but then again, maybe we should talk about it, because the ones that need to hear it, or they might be listening right now, you never know.
Well, I've had a few discussions, but it's been several years ago. I mean, they weren't lengthy discussions, but people just asking general questions, and I would just, you know, tell them what the Bible says. Let me just tell you what the Bible says about that, and you make up your own mind, you know. So I don't try to force what I believe on anybody. I just, you know, I'll just give them the scripture, and then they can argue with God if they want to.
Man, at that point, if they know the word, it's their choice whether to follow it or not. They got to make that decision. So, yeah, you can't force it on anybody. They got to, it's got to be their will. And they some hard-headed folks out there.
Oh, me. But I guess, you know, call me old-fashioned, but I just believe that, you know, either you believe the whole Bible or you believe none of it. You can't pick and choose what you believe. And I know some people that do that, and, you know, and they can do that. I mean, it's their choice, but it's just not mine. You know, I'm going to believe all of it. And, you know, so, oh, Lordy, Lordy. Well, how long have you been in amateur radio?
With CB stuff probably 12, 14 years ago, and played with them for off and on here and there, and eventually got pretty serious and had a 51-foot antenna on the back of my shop at home that I played with, and then I figured out I could get a tech ticket and get 10 meters, because I got a friend in Kentucky that talked me into it. So I spent a lot of time on 10 meters. I've had a license, tech license, let's see, about 3.5 years, I think, and I got the general this spring because I wanted to put up a long wire and play on the lower bands, and it's been a heck of an adventure.
I've got my general, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I had to take down my Carolina Wyndham antenna, but it was a lot of fun with that antenna. I talked, let's see, I guess the furthest I talked was in Russia, St. Petersburg, Russia.
If that's Western Russia or Eastern Russia, but I have spoke to West Russia right there close to Europe before. I spoke to Australia, New Zealand. I think Australia is my furthest contact. I have to go back and look at the log and see, but it's pretty fun, man. It amazes me that I can sit here with this box and an antenna, and it can reach all over the world sometimes. Of course, we're not going to do it on this 2-meter rig, but I've never even been able to get any skip on 2 meters, but I hear there's something, I think it's troposphere ducting or something that you can actually get out there a good ways, but I've never experienced that here. But AM is such a fun place because you never know who you're going to get anywhere around the world when things are going good.
KB4 CBA Mobile. Well, yeah, and, you know, we have the sunspot cycle, if I understand it correctly. It's like a 7-year cycle, so I think we're on the upswing of that right now. And anyway, I lost my Wyndham antenna because we cut the trees down. And so I bought a vertical, and I gotta put some radials out, but I'm not gonna mess with it until it cools off. It's just too dang hot to do that kind of work. I gotta take the antenna back down and put that plate on it, and so I can run my radials, and I've got to do just a little bit of drilling and that kind of thing to make something fit on there properly. And I've got a ground right next to it that I'm ready to hook that up. So the antenna's up, but it's just not doing hardly anything. I can hear a couple of states over, and that's about it.
Well, sir, I've enjoyed the conversation here. I just rolled in the driveway, and I got a treadmill I got to unload for my boss lady. So I'm going to say 73, and look forward to chatting with you again soon. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sugar Oscar, and I'm on the side.
Hey, well, the pleasure's all mine, and I hope we can meet up again on probably this frequency on 2 meters FM. And by the way, you can... this fall, when we have, you know, the temperature inversions, you might run into some, you know, more distant contacts on 2 meters. But anyway, just throwing that out. Enjoyed it. KB4CPA.
Look out for that. And I do play on, what is it, 146-520, I believe. And I talked to a few fellas up here in the mountains that way before, but that's as far as it goes. Of course, they got the height advantage on us, and they can talk just about anywhere they want, I guess, lower than they are. But anyway, off to the house I go. 73, my friend.
Hi, and go ahead and listen to y'all's convo. Hi, Monica.
Yankee Lima, K4RYL mobile.
Off of Lima Indy, portable.
Okay, you're sounding good into the repeater for portable. What's your location?
Up to Fiske Mountains at the corner of Forest Street.
Missed that last part?
To Forest Street.
Yeah, you're making a good trip. I got a little handheld I need to try on the repeater there. Can't do it from in the house. I don't have it set up in my house where I can get into the repeater and all that stuff. So I need to try to set something up for myself. So I have to walk outside and jump on any of the repeaters.
That sounds real good.
Sound a little muffled.
Right now, it sounds real good.
Yeah, I'm in my mobile. I'm in a Chevy Silverado, and I've got a Yaesu, one of those new Yaesu FTM-150s, dual banders that is a full duplex. I can do two things at one time. Actually, I can do like five things at one time on there, but my brain can't keep up. And I've got a monoband 2 meter 5/8 wave Larsen antenna there on a special little bracket between the driver's side fender and the hood.
Right over, I'm on a 2YP9800 here, and I got a little Yagi antenna.
That Yagi's doing a good job. I use the Yagi all the time there for working satellites there, one of those Aero antennas, Yagi antennas. So I love those things, and they're a lot of fun to work simplex and stuff like that with. When you really want to focus like 5 watts of power somewhere, it'll do the trick.
Got a little foldable Yagi. It's 2 meter and 70 centimeter. It folds up because I'm in an RV and I travel around and I just fold it out and put it out in here, and it works pretty good.
Definitely doing the trick. Yeah, I've little aero antenna I got for working satellites. It's 2 meter, 440, which is a ton of satellites that, you know, that's where the pass band, like the uplink or the downlink is either 440 or 2 meters or something like that. But I really love those antennas. If you got it pointed at the satellite, I can be my Yaesu 818. I think I can put out like a watt or less, and I can hit a satellite 800 miles up and get into it full quieting.
When I was going through my general test, came 4GLI, we set up an antenna and talked to the ISS as it was passing over.
Now you're speaking my language. I love that satellite stuff. My living situation if I was going to do HF or anything like that, I would actually, I'd probably have to pop up an antenna in the yard and take it down, which I've got an HF vertical I can do, but don't really have a reasonably powered HF rig yet, but I would probably pop it up in my yard, and I guess while I'm talking on it, get on it and all that stuff, and then take the antenna back in the house. So we might do HF here sometime soon, but for right now, at that Yagi and those two Yaesu ST818s, one for the uplink and one for the downlink into that aero antenna, just going to have to do.
I like 2 meters and 70 centimeters. It's my favorite place to be. I've got another radio, but I don't have any RV. I just left in the storage unit. That's 10 meters, 80 meters, and all that, but I like this one.
I was a technician forever doing satellites only, and I finally upgraded a few years ago to general, and when I did that, I had all kinds of grand plans of doing all kinds of HF and all that stuff, and really, honestly, I didn't have to upgrade. I still do mostly technician things with VHF bands. It's just a lot of fun trying to do line of sight stuff. Like, I love going up the mountains and seeing who I can get on Simplex and on 5.2 and stuff like that. So that's the kind of stuff I love.
I like that repeater that's 146-190, I think it is. It's on Mount Mitchell. I've actually talked on that thing from Kentucky down to Georgia.
No, 145-190 is Mount Mitchell up there into GE, and I have been south of Columbia, South Carolina, and had a full QSO with somebody in Kentucky using that repeater. I dearly love that repeater just because it's the highest repeater in east of the Mississippi, so that's pretty cool. But when you can drive down the interstate talking to somebody in Kentucky using one repeater, and you're kind of southeast of Columbia, South Carolina, towards the lowlands in the low country, that's doing the deal.
Yeah, my son lives in Columbia, South Carolina, and that's where I was trying it out to see if I could hit it, and I could hit it right there from Blythewood, South Carolina, near Columbia.
K4, RYL for ID. Yeah, the first time I tested my setup and I was getting close to Columbia, and the first time I dialed in Mount Mitchell on this radio, once I bought this truck back in 2024, first new vehicle I ever bought, where I had the antenna bracket put in and all that stuff, I was like, okay, we're going to see how far this thing goes, and I was pretty impressed with the setup after I talked to Mount Mitchell and was talking to Kentucky. I know you're supposed to do mobile antennas drilled directly through the middle of the roof, and that's optimal, but the setup I got, I'm pretty happy with, even for Simplex. From downtown Greenville, I've talked all the way down into Fountain Inn, stuff like that, southern Greenville County, on Simplex on 5.2.
That's what counts.
It is true. That is true. All right. I'm going to let you go there and let you keep working, maybe work some other stations, stuff like that. And we're getting ready to jump out of the truck, running some errands. So I'll say 73 to you. And you stay cool. And don't get too overheated. Hopefully this is the hottest day for a while, I think, by the weather, man. So anyway, you have a good evening. Stay cool again. 73s. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, down in Greenville. Monitoring here for just a second before we jump out.
Good talking to you, and you have 73s also. Have a good day, and hope it gets a little cooler. KM4, GLI, clear, asking.